You're listening to the show about orange dragons and ignoring mail carriers. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwag. And does this crown make my head look big?
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I prefer your tongue over his, if it's any consolation.
Oh, thanks. But it's gross when you see it in person. And also, it's a good name for it, but it still makes me feel like geographic tongue just makes me feel
it
like...
It changes.
It's weird. My tongue is Pangea. Like, my tongue is the tectonic plates. Like, it's weird.
It's got a mesa and a butte.
Exactly.
An isthmus.
My tongue is the map of six rivers today. What if I could control it?
Oh,
and I could
God.
Be like, all right, tongue. And then I could take a picture and we could label it like the map
and
of six
send it
rivers.
To Mark Jessen.
Yes, hey, Mark Jessen, we got a map.
We got a map.
Oh, Map Jessen. I thought you said Mac Jessen. I thought you said Mac. I can't hear you.
No.
Okay, I'm uncovering one ear. There we
but
go.
But I labeled the intro we did for him Maps Jessen.
Yes, because Mark Maps Jessen
Eric,
is his new name.
I just wrote back to you.
Great.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Perfect.
I just wrote back to you.
Oh no.
Did you get it?
Nope.
It's in your email.
Oh no.
Okay.
Wait.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're right. It doesn't.
Uh-oh. All right. I'm trying to adjust the sound. Why? Like that's
okay,
that
Abby.
Keep talking, everybody.
Okay,
I'm trying
Abby.
To adjust, everybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
just
Abby,
talk.
we're different people, and it's not your fault.
It feels like such a judgment on me.
Oh, what happened? I missed it.
No,
I missed
it's just
on.
That
she's been shaking her head for the past minute.
Oh, about
because
what?
Alex doesn't write back until
we're
actually playing.
Oops. Well,
that's how you keep it spicy.
Spicy. Spicy bros.
Now I know way too much about their relationship.
So spicy.
I thought he was referring to your relationship. It's how you keep your relationship spicy where he doesn't reply
really.
To
yeah,
like
no,
a
he
tease.
Is, but if that's how he thinks you make a relation keep a relationship spicy.
I think he's just talking about your relationship.
No. Listen,
your relationship.
Listen.
You have the spiciest
oh, it
of all
is
the
so
relationships
fucking
in this game.
Spicy. It's like a ghost pepper donut.
Hey, those are really good.
I was wondering, but I can't eat anything spicy
from Dunkin'
Donuts. Man,
oh, they have them in Dunkin' Donuts, really?
Yeah.
They also
yes.
have spider donuts. They should
oh, yes.
a ghost pepper spider donut.
Yes, our daughter yeah. was very
Except
excited
she made
about
out real
the
spiders.
Spider donut.
Mm-mm.
She described no. it in great detail. It was very cute.
I like spicy things. I'm not interested
oh, I'm
in the ghost pepper donut.
Whew. I had a lot to drink tonight already. So.
Uh-oh. Oh, look
yeah.
out. Look out.
My new batch of beer is starting to get carbonated.
Ooh.
It's drinkable.
Ooh.
That's all I can say about it. It's,
I mean, those
it's
are
drinkable.
Two different things.
It's drinkable. It's drinkable. It's getting carbonated.
My gin is infusing.
From my Christmas gift that I gave him last year.
Uh-huh.
Gin fusing.
That's right.
Waka waka.
How do I... Why is it? I'm trying to make them match so that my editing doesn't make me want to die.
Uh huh.
Do
sorry.
I need to move my mic?
No, you
no,
always want
to
do that. That's
my,
good.
Do I need to move mine?
Yeah, please keep it over there. And then we don't have
put
to hear
it
from
under
Gwen
your bed.
Ever again.
No,
sorry,
that's where the cat pee is.
Oh no.
What? 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 Boop a doobie doop.
Okay, Alex, ding. Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Alex Moss, and today on.
To dry. I love that.
To dry.
It was like some kind of Dan
vaguely,
Rather.
I was thinking Walter Cronkite.
Well, was that who I'm thinking of? Maybe. Anyway.
Right, what are we doing? This?
I don't know.
Yes!
Soundboard!
Yay!
Speaking of wikis.
Oh, yeah. Should be like, here,
wiki.
6 months from now, somebody will hear this.
Wait, what?
Oh. We have there's a fan-created wiki.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's kind
oh, really?
Of amazing.
Yes, there is. Yes. I mean, they're starting on it.
It has your social security
Where?
Number on it.
Yep, that's yeah. all it has for Bathwax.
Yes.
How can I go there and correct it?
Yeah, you can do that. Here you go.
Your page hasn't been started yet. You need to go and start your
true.
Page.
Somebody started my page.
I corrected
oh, dang.
The spelling of Rafina's last name.
Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I did my own page.
That's only because they've only heard one of the episodes so far. My goodness.
I'm a little bit scared. I'm scared.
Wow.
Oh, there's no text on the Bathwick page.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, she just said that's what they said.
Though I think that's honestly an homage to you. I'm pretty sure that's why.
Yeah, they're going
to
keep it that way. Nobody ever write anything on Bathwick's page. Oh. If you do, you're not a fan.
But everything is filled in about Gwen.
Yeah, because I did that.
Because Denise did that.
Alex, just listen to the recording of what we of the conversation we just had. He was too busy panicking.
Yeah, he was definitely
thinking
there would
be a reference to his employer Boeing on the Bathwick page.
Oh my God! Look, people put more Will shit. Will
Ferrari,
is from the city of Tivoli and Six Rivers. He widely proclaims it to be the greatest city in the world to anyone who will listen. He is constantly frustrated and perplexed that more people are not in the process of relocating there from whichever hopeless backwater town they are currently living.
See, that's took a little bit of an issue with that, though, because Will's like, no, please stay away.
That's true, too.
You will relocate if I permit you to force you to.
They're writing it in the spirit of Will.
I understand.
That's so true. I love it. That's wonderful. Wow.
So we don't know who's doing this? The people who are putting stuff
I mean, I know Mark Jessen has... he wanted to start it a while ago and then kind of chickened
out. Emma's put some stuff in it. Or, edited some stuff.
Rufina's.
Yeah. That's what we're...
I don't know either. I know Kelly
from New Jersey has been doing some, I think.
Aww.
It's spot on. Able to pull any kind of instrument out of her magical terrarium.
I sent that to Abby because I was like, this is amazing. That was probably the last time I got to look at it. Yeah, that's
picture.
Monty.
Yeah. Yeah, Monty did that for the wiki.
Mm-hmm.
Literally,
I really wish you guys would join the Discord. You don't even have to say anything because I'm not even that active on there.
Spoilers.
We created a spoiler page
channel
so that you don't have to look at it. You can mute it. And then you can go on there. But then people would be so excited to hear from you guys if you showed up. I know because nobody has ever gotten to interact with Alex. They would be super pumped.
We should make it the prize for a contest.
Somebody joked about that in the Discord.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Really? What?
They joked. Yes. Okay. They said if they give enough through Ko-fi, that Alex will share a photo or something like that.
Yeah,
or
we get a photo of him.
Yeah, it was such a good. I think it was Kelly who said that. That was hilarious. I was like, yes, no, but more like $5 million. Like it would. So Alex could buy his own private island somewhere, and he's the Will of this group, you guys. It's not me. No, I'm just
it's
kidding.
You.
It's me, guys. I'm definitely the Will of this group. I'm sorry. Well,
so one of us is going to have a different name, though, because we both have the same freaking name in Discord. That's really a problem.
I think you could also change your name in I think you can change what your name
is in a specific. I think I've seen that before.
Yeah. No joke.
Server.
I do
you
that.
You can make it look whatever you,
you
want.
You can literally make it look like Rafina.
Like
or
an
whatever.
Alias.
I actually wanted to. Actually, I think mine is Pompey, and I think that's all mine is.
When you're in there and click change nickname on your own.
Yeah. So when you show up, you can. Kidding. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. There are so many episodes.
Yes.
There, I just changed my name to DM Fartmaster.
DM Fartmaster.
In the episode
for all
readers.
Of them.
What? No, you have to be. You have to be somebody different.
Okay,
you have to be,
sorry.
No, you're
DM
actually
DM Fart Lord. Blaster.
Stop it.
There's Fiend Dog. Nice. She figured
Who's
it out.
Fiend Dog. Oh, wow. But anyway,
Alex is like, I gotta create a burner Discord account on my Nokia.
We should tell Abby which one she should. I think it just says spoilers or something.
I think it's
it's
clear. Spoiler zone. If you if you right click on it and say mute channel and until I turn it back on.
Yeah, then you'll never get any notifications or anything about it.
As long as you don't click on it, you won't get anything that'll pop up or anything.
Take that, spoiler zone.
Oh, I'm all up in that spoiler zone.
Well, you kind of know what's going on.
I would hope that I wouldn't be spoiled by anything.
Yeah, I hope not. Jeez.
That would be alarming. Okay, this was fun. Bye,
anyway,
guys.
Bye.
Good night.
I already played this song.
Play it again. Do it again.
Play it again.
Dealer,
Samuel. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Woo.
All right, who wrote a recap?
Oh, no. Oops. I did not. Oops. Sorry.
What did we do? Let's just do some
this is what we did.
This is like the wiki version.
Yes.
All right.
Can you say this is what we did?
Where?
Right there.
Your video is frozen.
Your screen is frozen again. No.
You're just cracking your neck. It does that a lot, to be honest. Your screen freezes for like 20 seconds at a time.
Hardwired.
I know. Maybe Pennsylvania is on see this now.
Move out of Ephrata. There it is.
That's what happens.
So what did we do?
So
we escaped.
There was a dragon flying.
We are on the river.
Yeah.
We're trying to escape.
We and did we escape, I think.
Into the middle, yes.
Yeah.
And
Bathwack
everyone
stole.
Is sort of she stole sort of pointlessly.
I think that was like the biggest drama. Like Bathwack went to steal a diamond to revive Selenia. Sarah McLachlan. And then
everything went to hell.
Yeah, because like the crowds.
I think it went great, actually.
The crowds were pressing everybody, and so he had to run away, and then he had to drop something, either the diamond or Selenia or Captain Clockface, and he chose Selenia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all ran away, and then
Rafina
we're on the river.
Talked to lizards.
Rafina definitely made the lizards not freak out
a little bit.
And then there was a mail boat at the end.
You could see its little balls.
I was just going to say that.
Ned Niederlander. That's what you see. That's so amazing.
Also, the dragon was saying something.
Oh, yes. He was saying the same message. Beware
loose
six
change.
Rivers in peril. Fragments of depraved gods have been set.
Fucking
loose,
lazy
chains
writers.
Chains. Beware. And then.
And then he went 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Lost.
Yeah.
I'm confused how the Lost
the
reference works.
For Lost. I don't know, because it's some just weird random shit, it sounds like, that you keep hearing.
Except it's not as random as just random numbers. It's an actual message that we can kind of grasp. So
those numbers are the number of letters in each of the words in the message.
Whoa,
repeated.
That's so smart. Good job. I didn't know you liked Lost so much.
D4, D8, D15, D16, D23, D42.
D42.
Bingo!
And that reminds me so much of these cool numbers radio stations.
Yes, before, those are cool. Those are creepy, I think.
They're really creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said cool, though, so.
Yes,
I agree.
I
they're
like
cool, but
things.
They are creepy. Yes, so do I. I'm just
Alex likes
chain.
To dance to those radio stations. If he ever is at a party, he's like, guys, I know what a really good this place hopping.
One.
That's
one.
Why I'm always like, I go to places where they play music. I'm like,
three,
this sucks. And
four.
Then I go home and I turn on the number station.
It's no fun.
Rock out.
It's no fun going on a long road trip with Alex because that's what we have to listen to for hours.
That seems like something that almost could be real. I'm laughing, but it's
Abby,
really
I made this great mixtape.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
Just wait, he's gonna say three sevens in a row just now. Just wait. Seven, seven, seven. Yeah.
He did it. I heard it.
Yeah.
That it definitely happens. Did not sound like Abby saying that.
Anyway.
The last thing that I want to make sure that is said, because I want to say that Abby did a great job too of doing this. Like when I was like, Will was really depressed and like being weird. The mail truck was there, and Rafina was all like, "Mail truck? Did I say mail truck, guys? It's the election. I'm thinking about mail trucks, guys.
It's ice cream truck."
the mail boat, the mail truck. What's wrong with me?
Mail boat.
God, what does that mean? Can you stop with the? I don't understand any of his jokes tonight. What does that mean?
I don't know why he said that.
Guys, can we not play D&D ever again? This guy that I have to sit next to is so difficult.
God,
but
I'm just trying to be human. I'm trying. It's all I know how to do. Humans sometimes say random things and other people laugh at them.
Oh, man.
That's what it seems like.
Wait, who just rolled and why?
It's probably Denise
did,
to
actually.
Say, what the fuck, let's
you
start
just rolled
game.
Initiative.
I'm thinking it too, Denise. No, I'm just kidding. I'm thinking how swollen my hand is and how I could really use
but
some
you, sorry, ice. You actually were saying something important. It was about you wanted to say that Abby did something
mail truck.
Great about the mail truck.
Yeah, it was just, I don't remember because I'm all
you
distracted.
You were being depressed.
Yeah, like Will was, you were setting up this mail van is what I was about to say, mail boat, and
And everybody hated it.
And nobody engaged. Not even, I was like, what am I supposed to do with this mailboat? And it got me to like be like, Will is kind of, you know, you wanted us to expedite the letter, or you were offering to expedite the letter, and Will like didn't even believe anything, and he also didn't want to talk about the letter anymore, and then he dropped money in the water because Rafina was like dropping some huge wisdom bombs, like, hey, guess what? If we don't work together, we all get eaten by an orange dragon. And Will was like, I think we got away from that orange dragon. And Rafina was like, it's a metaphor, you idiot. And it was the best. She didn't say idiot. That's like Will's version of the story. Rafina called me an idiot and said it was a metaphor. It was really mean. But yeah, I like that. And then I guess you said there was another bend around the river bend.
And who knows what's bend around that bend.
What's around
the
river bend. Yeah. So there we are.
Did we miss anything?
I don't know. It's 9,000 o'clock.
Listen.
I really need to take my antihistamine. It is a weird. It is very
Wait,
weird.
Wait, do you fall asleep as soon as you take it?
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, it's
about.
The new one that they got today.
It's like, yeah, it's supposed to be
Benadryl
like better.
Knocks you out, but right. Who knows if it's like that or not. Probably.
Well, just drink coffee at the same time.
Oh, God, that sounds great.
I can't even do that. Like, I can't have any inflammatory things, so I haven't
but
even drinking
everything is
coffee.
Inflammatory.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is.
You're married to me.
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So. We're gonna keep you going here by distracting you constantly, but we will also try to play the game. We're very bad at distracting you.
I'll go back into the fire.
What'd you say? You threw what into the fire?
I'll go back out to the fire.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I just want to be surrounded by orange rectangles.
Mm-hmm.
So
I forgot about the fire. Okay, good.
You guys, you're on this river. You've left the mailboat truck van behind. You went around that bend, and guys, what is around that bend is more river.
Yep.
Who would have guessed?
Guys.
It didn't end in a brick wall. It didn't end in a concrete block wall. Unless we're talking mentally or emotionally. And if that applies to your mental or emotional state.
Wow.
And what other kinds of walls wasn't it?
It was not a Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Mm.
It was not a Walgreens or a Walmart. That's all I got. Sorry. I could try to do that forever, but I will
wall
not.
Wall drug.
What?
Isn't wall... that a bumper sticker people have?
It's a place out west.
Like, you see these bumper stickers that say, I've been to Wall Drug or something.
I don't see any bumper stickers because I've been in my house for the past 45 years, so.
No, but absolutely, same. But, like, ever, forever, this bumper sticker has always been there.
Wall Drug 2020.
I've never seen that bumper sticker.
What?
All right. I've never seen it either.
We're not Googling it. We're going down the river.
You play the game and.
Okay. All right. Rafina's staring off into the distance at something. They're distracted.
Wall drug.
So
Bathwack is singing Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas.
Uh-huh. So was I, mm-hmm. like 30 seconds ago.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Mo is singing the paint song.
The paint.
Colors
paint?
Of the Wind.
Oh, okay.
That
Mo,
one.
Mo, that's this right movie, wrong song. God, come on.
It right song. It always right song.
You know what? I do prefer that song, Mo. Thumbs mm-hmm. up. And then I turn into a bat and fly away.
You look just back kidding. At him. There's a raccoon perched on his shoulder.
Whoa! I don't remember. I wish I knew Pocahontas well enough. I can't remember
it's
the
Miko.
Oh, you know Pocahontas very well. Good job.
I think that might be wrong. It's something like
it's
that.
It's Miko.
All right. Thank
wow,
you, Denise.
Denise.
Do you have a Miko toy on the shelf over there somewhere?
I have a big stuffed one in my bedroom.
Okay, close enough.
What?
I would put money on.
You're right.
On that, there would be yeah. some representation of Miko
for real
from the 1990s
Denise
Disney movie
everything.
Pocahontas. So yeah, you guys are paddling down this river, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like. Everybody is kind of quiet as
yes.
you're continuing down the river.
Yes.
Can you remind us who's where? Like, who's in the lead and who's on what dragon?
Yeah.
Nobody's on a dragon, thank God. If that were true, I did not prepare for this session correctly.
Rafina rode an upside-down dragon to Waldrug. That's what happened.
Yes. The end. Now we definitely are done. That's it.
Guys, don't tempt me.
I can just see like her lassoing it.
The yellow orange upside down dragon.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeehaw.
But really, who's on whose
so
dragon? Lizard!
Will,
I can't say the word.
Will
I can't
and Rafina,
say mail boat.
Will
so.
And Rafina are on the mail truck dragon.
Yes, we are together. That's
and Rafina's
sure.
Okay,
driving.
We are. That's right.
Bathwack and Mo are on one.
Okay.
I think. Yep. Because Mo went back to pick up Bathwack. And then there's Halula on one and Gwen on one.
Wow. And yep.
Have I accounted
on
for everybody?
Separate ones?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. there are four lizards. And
okay.
Clockface is in a C-3PO mesh bag on your back. And Selenia is trampled in the streets of Mara's Inlet, her dead body.
I'm very glad that you keep her in the recap. We need to
into the gravel.
We need to remind
Nick
Bathwack
is dead
of that
in
every
Castle
time.
Ravenloft.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
true, too.
I mean, I don't know how much of him is left. Although,
oh, stop it.
There were lots
oh,
of weird creatures
Nick,
in there
stop
crawling
it.
Around.
Poor Nick.
I don't know why
I think
that's
up.
So funny.
It is
it's
funny.
Just like every so often the camera just pans back.
No, I picture it as just this quick cut for like
yeah,
half
a
frame.
Cut.
You like barely
yeah, exactly.
see him.
Oh god. That's so sad. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful day. The sun is streaming down.
Okay.
The birds are chirping. There's a nice sort of cool breeze.
Half a frame of Ravenloft.
It's like The Shining, just like blood flowing through the hallways. Nick's dead face.
Yep.
Beautiful day.
So, I mean, again, if there's something that needs to be said, but it feels to me, again, from the
Will
weird...
is 100% uncharacteristically
listen,
quiet.
Yes.
You know that? I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, I know
it.
That.
You just asked.
Will? Wait, if nobody's talking, I've pried all of the boards that I can off the bottom of this chest.
Yeah.
So that I can hopefully put it into my backpack. But I'm looking at the lock, and I realize I can't get it open. Mm-hmm. At least, I don't think I can, right? The key isn't still in it, right?
Correct. You would have probably discovered that when you tried to open
it
initially.
And he still chopped it out of the ground. I want the key.
That's me as the DM just being like, Bathwack's an idiot. You can't open it, dummy. So yeah, it is.
So, I mean, Bathwack has something to say, but.
All right. Well, great. That's what I was. If there is something that needs to be said, please say it.
That means to talk.
Will?
It's getting there!
Can you hear
Can
Will?
I hear you? Are you talking through a
yeah,
microphone?
Is
I don't
he
know.
Just like right in front of me on the other dragon mail truck?
I mean, I think...
Not a dragon, not a mail truck.
Will's not in control of the dragon mail truck. But Rafina
I think
is.
We had zoomed away, actually. Rafina had said that. No, Rafina had said, let's go! And
oh,
she
yeah.
like zoomed off. Or... I think you made that joke.
I
we're far away.
Well, that's right.
We're 10 miles down
yeah,
the
river. Outboard,
yeah,
we're not there.
She backflipped off of it and pulled out her water
yes,
skis. Yeah,
yes,
I remember.
Yes.
She got yeah. tired eventually.
You just
though.
See like this ray of sunshine coming through the water skis.
Yep. So, yeah.
She got frozen in the air. Yeah.
Jumped the shark.
But yeah, we're relatively in the same area.
So,
okay.
Why
yeah,
don't
I mean,
you just
well, then,
accelerate?
Hey,
accelerate
hey, Mo,
your lizard.
Yeah, Mo, let's try to catch up with them. With Rafina and Will.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, Will.
What?
Do you know how to pick locks?
Why would I know how to pick locks, Bathwack?
I don't know. It strikes me as something that, I don't know, you, like, you're so good at, with, like, desks and contracts and, I don't know, you know, you seem to know things. I really need some help with this chest. And, you know, if you could get it open somehow, You can take everything in it except for the diamond that's in here. I'd like that.
Can Gwen hear them talking?
That would be up to Gwen in terms of where, like I said, everybody seemed kind of quiet. I don't know if you're trying to distance yourself, if you're just kind of generally staying close.
I think she probably would be close. She's thinking about losing everything, essentially. Mm-hmm. But she's like, did you guys say lox? I love lox.
Yeah, like bagels, I mean, and lox. They are pretty delicious. No, like
that's why, this, you know, the book with the magical lock, it's so awesome. That's why I was reading all those things about, like, symbols to try to, like, decode them. I mean, my brother Donnie, you know, taught me how to pick locks. He taught me a lot of cool survival stuff.
Whoa.
Oh, Gwen, you know how to open this?
Open here, what?
Well, we have to be careful not to drop in the river, but this chest, I know there's a diamond in here. I don't know what else is in here, but you know, if you can open this, I think you can have whatever's in. I picked it up in town.
You picked it up in town?
Yeah. What? I mean, that's what I was doing while you were running to the lizards.
Oh, well, I mean, we're riding lizards now. I'd have to sit down with this to try to see if I could unlock it. What's in it?
Well, I know there's a diamond in it.
What? How did you get a chest with a diamond?
I picked it up. I mean, I had to pry it up off the ground, but...
What do you mean, pry it off the ground?
It was bolted to the floor. So I had to, you know, pull it up out of the floor.
Oh, shit. Gwen wasn't with us when that happened. Gwen wasn't with us when that happened. It was earlier when we first got to the town, what? Gwen. There was this store with the chest. There was like this this guy that we found out was in league with Crumplemeyer. He was a really bad guy, and he had a chest. It was just a whole thing. It doesn't
deception.
Matter. Deception. Yeah, it's a deception roll.
Bathwack's going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't know he was in league with Crumplemeyer.
Deception.
Oh, no, that's not deception. Is he trying to be deceptive, or is he just not understanding that Will's trying to lie to him?
I was actually trying to be honest. But,
yeah,
know,
he's trying
fine.
To...
Can...
No,
surprised. That depends on your intent.
That's the first time that... Oh my god, I got a natural 20! Finally! My rolls were so bad last time. Natural 20. And it, you know what? I'm going to say it's totally because I'm finally, for once, using my powers to help Bathwack with something. Using my lying powers.
Also, you're talking to Gwen with your real face, I'm assuming, at this point.
Yeah, I'm probably just looking like Will at this point, yeah.
You're not a bat or anything like that.
No, I have a bat face on Will's body. I'm sorry. I didn't make that.
She was like a baseball bat.
A baseball bat. Yes, I'm a Louisville Slugger on top, Will on bottom.
Oh,
that
God.
Sounded sexual.
So hot.
No, stop. All right.
That's how
anyway.
To keep things spicy.
So I was just going to say, like, the way that Will said.
Sorry, what
the way
you
that
say?
Will said that, like. I mean, I was listening carefully to see if Bathwack would be, like, confused by it. Mm-hmm. But you really could... I got it from the bag of holding shop, right? Which
yep.
was somewhere where I think we walked by or maybe you even
yep.
went in.
Nope. Yes on the first, no on the second. Yep.
Someone talked about wanting to go in there. I can't
did.
Remember who it was.
This guy.
It was
yeah,
me.
Okay. And you also snuck off. So, like, you know...
Yeah. Okay. So you don't even know that there. I'm lying for your sake. That's
you,
hilarious.
You
actually.
Exactly.
You haven't
that's
gotten Steed's dossiers
so
yet.
So sad. Will is like trying to be yeah. nice, and Bathwack just has no idea. Right. What I did was right. I stole, and it was from a bad guy. Great. Well, I made him feel better. How about that? I have no idea that he thinks that though. So I'm just like, Bathwack knows I'm doing him a solid. This will be good.
Yep.
He has no idea.
Well, I mean, Bathwack definitely knew he was taking something from someone's shop, but. You know, if you're stealing from a bad guy, maybe that's okay. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny and interesting.
Bathwack only ever lies to one person, himself.
himself?
Yep. Yes, yep. I did. Anyway, so, yeah.
So I said that it was from a store. I rolled a natural 20.
You did.
How do you feel about that, Gwen?
Okay. I guess you took it from someone, but I mean, I guess if it was someone who was with Merrick Crumplemeyer, I guess I can help you with it.
Gwen only lies to one person. Herself.
Yeah, but I'm going to need to sit down with it. I can't do it riding this lizard here. It's a little too bumpy.
Wait a second, Gwen. I can't get off this lizard. It's the best time I've ever had in my whole life. Just kidding. Please, let's have a break.
These lizards are bumpy ride? I think they're smooth.
No, it's a wet ride. It's wet. I'm always wet here, and it is miserable.
I mean, the sign at beginning said ride is wet ride.
What?
You said wet ride. It made me think of like a log flume.
Yes,
or...
yeah. We're on a log flume 24/7 right now, and I hate it.
Oh. Okay, Will needs break. I mean, do we stop? I mean, we far from town now. And
so the river you've been going down has been very, the shore has been very cliffy, to make up a word.
Oh. Oops. We can never have a break.
and then it just closes in.
Oh,
and then
no. We have to go underwater.
You're just
underwater.
In a cylinder. With
we're in a toilet
with a
spiral. It was the best game ever.
But don't worry, it spins counterclockwise, Monty.
Oh, sweet.
They're from Australia.
Yes.
The sides are like weirdly like sort of plastic with little rainbow stripes. And then there's like this little accordion shape in the wall.
Hey.
We realize we're in a drinking straw.
Whoa!
I just thought it was a Ruffina reference.
And I'm just like, it's 2020. I mean, what else is going to happen? We're going to get drunk up by a giant. Bye,
an
world!
Upside down orange dragon is drinking us in his soda.
You guys all stand up. They banned these in Six Rivers!
Like 5 minutes long.
But after a little bit of time, the ground starts to soften. That's so... terrible way of describing what's happening. The landscape, the geographic tongue starts to soften.
What? I still am confused. There was cliffs, and now the topography is changing.
Right. Cliffs go away.
It's more soil.
Now less cliffs. Place to stop may happen.
The word is flat.
Oh my god.
The ground starts to flat. Thank you, Abby.
The ground starts to flat. Okay.
Guys, it's been a week. you know, and the day's been going on a little bit, but you know, sort of gives way to more of these sort of rolling hills, and eventually you all spot a nice little sandy spot to beat your lizards and maybe take a break, maybe even for the night. It's getting a little later in the day, and you could potentially see this being a good place to take a nice rest, just get your senses back, your bearings back, and recuperate a little bit from the week of a morning you had in Morrow's Inlet. And so Mo identifies as a great spot, and he steers the lizard over there. But he'll stop if people tell him to stop. But nobody's telling him to stop, so he doesn't stop. And he goes over. The lizards cruise in. Pfft, the bellies scoot right up onto the sand. They sort of wiggle down in. They're enjoying the nice heat. The sun's been baking into this sand for a while.
Do they poop in it?
Ew.
No.
What?
They
really?
Don't.
Wow. Amazing.
That's right.
Impressive.
This is my world. So yeah, you all can disembark from the lizards, and you can enjoy the end of this day here on this nice sandy beach. There's the sort of a dark forest behind you, but the river seems quiet, and this feels safe. This feels good.
It does not feel safe. There's a dark forest. I'm just kidding.
How far do you think we got?
We got nowhere. We're so far away from everything. It's terrible.
Well, we're far away from Morrow's Inlet. That's fine.
Yes, we are definitely far.
Much better.
The lizards seem happy. Mo sort of flops down in the sand next to them and is squirming around as well. And you're all free to set up camp or compare notes or pick the lock on a chest that was clearly stolen or get into a huge fight. Whatever you want to do, however you want to just end the day.
Who wants dinner?
I'm hoping you guys have stuff for camping and dinner because, yeah, I have nothing.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Do you even have, out of character, do you even have, like, a bag or anything evident? Like, do you have nothing on you?
I have a bag of candy.
A bag of
candy. Oh, then like, she'll be fine.
You're trick-or-treating.
Like, I'm truly curious for reasons. Like, do you have a bag or a satchel or anything? Like, do you have any possessions whatsoever?
No, they were all in the apartment.
That's really sad. Okay. Okay.
Will says that out loud. Yeah,
that's really
I asked for
sad.
Reasons. I want to make fun of you if you're poor.
No. That's interesting. Okay. Did you ask, and you asked that out loud. You said, did you guys have stuff to camp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all expert campers. We're going to be great. It's going to be the lap of luxury on this sandy bank in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I mean, at least the sand is soft. I'm sure we can make the most of it.
It feels good.
You said is it kind of warm or?
Yeah, it's a nice, pleasant day. Not hot, but
we don't really need to light a fire then.
Feels great.
You might want to cook.
Yeah, I mean, you might want one once the sun goes down and
the mountain lions are going to get us.
Keep the.
The mountain lion?
I don't know.
Keep the hyenas
Will
at bay.
Doesn't even know what that animal is, probably.
Keep the luminous lobsters away.
Yeah, I know, for real. We know they're in this river.
Those are good.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're talking about dinner? Mmm.
Ooh.
But yeah, I want dinner. I guess no one else does. Rafina, you can make dinner for me.
That's not why I asked. I was hoping someone would give me dinner.
Oh.
I mean, I could cook dinner, but I just need something to cook with.
Well, I have some fish.
Sand and a dark forest.
Oh, no, we could catch some stuff to cook. I don't have any cooking implements. I was just hoping that maybe one of you guys had, I don't know, a pan or...
Well, maybe there's food inside that chest.
Oh, man. We're unprepared, I guess, because I don't have a pan.
Alex, open up that chest.
Bathwack.
Wait.
Alex.
I would,
Alex.
But
Bathwack. Bathwack, open up that chest.
I can't. I would love to.
That's all you're going to say to me? I'm hangry. It's going to be a problem.
Uh-oh. You guys saw what happened to Crumplemeyer.
Yeah, wait a second. Rafina, do you not have like any rations at all? Did you ever buy any rations or?
The trouble is I've been eating sticky bricks for 2 days straight and I'm having a sugar crash.
Oh no, you need some like jerky or something like that. Fish jerky. That's what we bought in Norton here. Will just gives her some fish jerky.
Well, do you want like the chocolate turtles? I mean.
Little hairy dog. Mean,
yes, but I do, but no, please don't.
She's been eating candy the whole way down the river.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Will hands the jerky to Rafina and then is just like, I'll get rid of it somehow. It won't be through eating it. So does anyone else want any? I'll just go starve in the corner on this big rock. As I try to climb up it, I slip down it. Not very good at climbing rocks either.
Maybe there's a corner up here I can starve in.
Yeah.
Are we going to camp here tonight or are we going to get back onto the turtles? The lizards.
It's closer, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, do we have any idea? Like, does Halula? I mean, Halula. Hey, silent Halula. You're the only one that knows where we. Well, wait a second, Rafina. You know where we are, right? Aren't you from here? Does anyone know where we are? How far are we away from civilization, or do we have to stay here?
Does that mean Tivoli, Will?
No, it doesn't mean Tivoli. But
does it mean Bear Toggle?
I don't know. It means a place that has like paved roads, but barring that, a place that has buildings at least.
Buildings. Well, yeah.
I mean, I have never been down this way, so I couldn't tell you what's this way.
Yeah, this is not Bear Toggle that I know yet.
Cool.
I mean, Norton had buildings, Will. We could go back there.
What is wrong with you? Why are you harassing me, woman?
I'm sorry. You didn't want me to be silent.
Well, you were being oddly silent, and now you're here harassing me, and I don't appreciate it. Do you want some fish jerky? I didn't poison yours.
Okay.
I hand it to her, and I walk away.
Well, I don't really want to eat fish jerky or anything like that, so I'm going to go see if I can get some proper wood in the woods for fire, so we can at least cook something, you know, halfway decent on it.
I'll catch some stuff.
I'll join you.
Oh, man, Will was about to say he would join as well.
Will says that out loud.
Will was about to join as well.
Bathlock, if you want to join me, yeah, if you want to carry some stuff, that's fine. We just got to find some really nice, good wood. It has to be dry, because we need a big, nice roaring fire.
I'm going to pull out my axe.
Oh, okay, you're prepared.
Yeah, Mo says, I catch some things! And he dives into the river.
Holy crap.
Perfect.
Whoa.
Perfect, like, perfect, perfect.
Like, yeah.
I'm eating this fish jerky, but if you want me to save some of it so we can soak it to make soup or tea, just let me know.
Oh, no.
It's very salty.
I'm not going to leave Halula with Rafina.
Fish jerky tea?
No.
Well,
not what we would call it, of course.
It's fish surprise.
No, tea surprise.
Tea surprise. There we go. Surprise is fish.
Call it Will's birthday tea.
It looks just like twig tea with the twig sticking out. The twig is fish jerky.
It's a fish bone.
Yeah, a fish bone, yeah. Like the tail. Like the bones of the spine, yeah. And then there's just a fish tail. Oh, yuck. Yeah,
it just tastes like tea.
Oh, Eric.
So.
We eat, we go to bed. The end.
Maybe. Is that what happens?
Dun. I don't know.
I keep wanting to say someone's got to pick my lock, but it just doesn't sound right.
Baby, won't you pick my lock?
If at some point we're sitting around a fire and the fire is burning and we're eating luminous lobster tails that Mo caught on sticks, then I'll probably get out the chest again and pass it over to
Quinn. Well,
our
I think we're
all going to glow after eating those luminous lobster tails.
I think we're getting there. We could certainly be at that point unless someone has anything else that would have happened in the meantime.
In the meantime.
Well, I think if Bathlack would have gone with Gwen alone in the woods, I think she would have had some words with him away from everybody.
Uh-oh. Are those words that need to happen away from everybody? If you know what I mean. Totally cool either way. Is it when you're going to reveal that you're actually Merrick Crumplemeyer?
Yeah, actually.
All right, then it's fine. Everybody can listen.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? Maybe.
Merrick actually killed Gwen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's a...
She wrote a whole wiki page for no reason.
No, maybe it would be better that way.
Secret?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
She's
fuck off, you two.
She knows I have to pee.
Oh, perfect.
I'm giving you a pee break.
Oh, can you wait?
Nope. Too late.
Beer.
Just go like this.
Nope.
I'm trying to tap on the window. Oh.
She's gone. All right, you two. So you've gone off into the forest. It's very thick canopied forest. Very sort of dark once you get in past the edge of the tree lines. A lot of pines, some deciduous trees here and there. But mostly sort of a piney type of forest.
There's nothing weird about it. Definitely places where you could find wood and that kind of thing. So generally nothing much out of the ordinary. So you can start picking up wood and see what happens.
Yeah, Gwen's just going to kind of just go to Bathwack and be like, so Bathwack, I see you don't have Selenia anymore. What happened there?
Yeah, I had her until I started coming back to the shore to meet you guys. And when I came out onto the main street, there was just a huge crowd, and they were all running into each other and pressed up against each other and moving, you know, shoving and pushing us all toward the, in the direction of the river. And I don't know, somehow I lost my footing, and I thought I was going to fall down and get trampled in the crowd, but I managed to catch myself. But in that moment, I also dropped Selenia. And by the time I'd sort of recovered my feet, she was just lost in that sea of people.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing. I really feel that, you know, that was going to be a big distraction for you. But I kind of would like to talk about not just what happened to her body, but what happened? I mean, I can do magic. You can do magic. We can do magic. I've never, even when I was just got, you know, my powers and I was kind of learning about them, I've never went to cast one spell and done another. So I mean, Dragonborn to Dragonborn here, what's going on? Is there something going on? Like, is there something bothering you? Distracting you?
Well, I mean, I've never been able to cast that spell before. Until we were locked up. And suddenly, somehow, I know how to do it.
Did someone give it to you?
I don't know. Maybe?
I guess I'm confused because I know with mine, you know, Moondreamer gave me my power, like gave me the ability to do these great spells. And I don't know. I guess I've never heard of just all of a sudden knowing how to do something. So did someone actually give you the power? Do you have a patron too?
I don't think so.
Did your god give you your power?
Don't know. It doesn't feel the same when I cast this. Like, I feel like I could cast this spell forever. I mean, it doesn't make me tired. You know, it doesn't take any energy at all. I just do it.
And it just started when we were locked up.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the first time I cast it, I don't know, maybe nobody saw me, but when the guards were approaching, I was worried they might catch up to us before we could escape. And I found I could cast this spell.
But I guess I'm concerned because I've never gone to cast a spell and done the wrong one. I mean, how does that happen?
I wish I knew. I mean, I don't know if this is some kind of accident. Like, I really don't understand. I don't know why that happened. I don't know if you know, but I mean, I had meant to command her to stop, but that's not at all what happened.
Well, I could tell that you meant to do something else. I wasn't sure what you were doing, but it didn't seem like you were trying to cast Eldritch Blast. I know what it looks like when that's cast. And what you did was not Eldritch Blast, but what came out was Eldritch Blast.
Yeah, I think I'm going to need to be more careful. I don't know. There's some kind of mystery here. I'm a little bit shaken. I don't feel very confident. Maybe I should be using my magic away from people.
Well, I mean, you're definitely going to want to be careful. I mean, what happened to Selenia, you didn't mean to do that. You know, you're not a terrible person. My brother is a great leader, and he is a great fighter. And he always told me that, you know, casualties are a terrible, albeit unavoidable part of, you know, any fight or war. And it looks like Selenia may be an unfortunate casualty of our war against the bad in this land. So I don't want that to distract you anymore. You know, just let that part go.
Your death seems completely pointless to me. I don't understand why there should be any reason for that to have happened. Why that's good.
It's not good. But any casualty in war, what's the point of it? There's no point to it. It's unfortunate. It's not good, but you know, you just need to focus and move forward from that. I don't want you to take that too personally, because again, like I said, that is she's a casualty of war. And it's unfortunate. It was an accident, and you just need to move on from that and don't let that consume you. Because I feel that that's weighing heavy on you.
No, I expect to be held accountable for this. Maybe not now, but eventually.
Well, I also...
I mean, I also... the good news is that if we can get that chest open... Maybe we have some insurance against any future problems, accidents or worse, whatever is coming up. Maybe we can avoid them or undo them.
Now,
since we're dealing with something we don't understand.
How do you know that that's what you need is in that chest?
What? It's a diamond. I mean, Rafina can use it to resurrect somebody.
But how do you know the chest contains that?
Oh, I was looking for it. I cast a spell and I was looking for a diamond. I mean, I hope there's a diamond in there, because that's what I felt was there.
You cast a spell correctly, though.
Yes. I mean, I wasn't casting it at anyone. I was just looking for something.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, that's good news. But I just, what is with you and Will in these crowns?
I wish I knew. I mean, you know what this crown is, right? It's King Barov's crown. We saw it in Castle Ravenloft.
I don't know who that is.
Oh. Yeah, Strahd's father, I think. You know, Will had been... Wait, do I even know that, Eric? I know that Will has been carrying around the crown?
I think so, yeah.
I think I knew that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, so Will has been carrying around this crown that we found for a long time in his pack. And so, you know, well... Okay, you know, so like I said, when we were back in the forest near the lizards, I saw this crown lying on the ground, and I thought maybe, well, like, you know, the only place I'd seen it was in Ravenloft, and I knew that Will had his hands on it at some point, and I thought maybe he dropped it or something. You know, it was definitely out of place though, in the middle of the woods, and when I touched it, it was suddenly on my head. And I mean, so, you know, that's how I have this crown. I can't take it off. I don't know why.
So you touched it and it just appeared on your head?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm remembering right.
Hmm.
It's like just was there.
Do you think that could be affecting your magic?
Maybe. I mean, it feels like some kind of sign or a mark. I don't know. Maybe
a
it's
mark of what?
I don't know. Maybe Bathwick kind of grins for a minute and said, oh, maybe a mark of my, you know, my power. And he said, and then he sort of shakes his head for a minute. He's like, oh, well, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's also, I don't know. Maybe it's a curse. But anyway, I don't know. I really don't know what it is. But Will has a crown as well, and somehow, you know, well, we saw him, right? He pulled it out of his backpack, and he was joking, and he put it on his head, and it stuck. Now we have crowns on our heads, and they're identical.
You found it on the ground and touched it, and it appeared on your head, and Will had one and put it on his head, and it stuck?
Yeah.
You mentioned your power. Do you feel a crown gives you some sort of power?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel more confident. I feel like I could move people. I feel like I could change minds.
Yeah, you know what? When I was in my clan and I had a crown, yeah, I couldn't move people or change minds. A crown is not going to do that.
You had a crown?
Yes. My dad was the king of the tribe. Or the clan. I was a princess in my clan.
Was your father forgive me if it sounds rude, but was your father a just ruler?
I mean, you know, he certainly had the clan's, you know, intentions in mind, but I just didn't agree with a lot of the rules and traditions of the clan, which is part of the reason I'm not there anymore.
My clan was not very forgiving. Maybe I'll go back. Maybe I can go back and maybe I can change their mind. You know, maybe they'll see what they did isn't just. Maybe they'll hear me now. Maybe I can go back.
Am I supposed to come back?
See Will to Tivoli, but
not yet.
No, we can't see you.
So, I mean, what happened with your clan? Is it really worth going back for?
Well, I mean, I had never thought I would go back. I thought, well, I mean, after I met Will, I figured, why not, you know, we've been through so much already, why not see him safely home? Which, of course, I'll do, but I need to go back. I mean, maybe things have changed. Maybe things are different than they were.
Did you not agree with their ideals as well? Kind of like me and mine?
No, I mean, of course I did, but they saw things sort of too too simply. They don't understand. Well.
But is that really worth
it? No one wants to hear that their enemies might not actually be their enemies.
Oh.
Not when you've poured so many lives into a fight.
So you want to go back and make things right. And you want them to listen to you.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to punish anyone. I just... I need to get back. Maybe things have changed.
But what if they haven't? Is it really worth going back?
I feel like things will be different this time.
I don't know. Just from my experience, things don't change. People have their ideals in their head, and that's just what they do. And they just go on that mindset like, well, that's how it's always been. So that's always what it always has to be. And no matter what you say, no matter what you do, you're not going to change their mind. So why waste all your energy on them?
No, this time things will be different.
And you know this for sure. I guess I don't
understand. I'll make it happen.
How can you make it happen? If you can make it happen with yours, then maybe you can help me. Because I was unable to make it happen.
Oh, what do you need? What do you need?
Well, I mean, it's not what I
need. What do you need? I mean, do you need something?
Well, it would be lovely for my clan to realize their traditions are maybe a little out of date and maybe aren't the best. They certainly wouldn't listen to me about that. And look, I had a crown and they wouldn't listen to me. So, I don't know. I mean, I do miss...
Do you want to go back?
I mean, I miss my mom. I miss my brother. I miss my family. I don't really think they'd ever take me back. I don't know that I'd really want to go back. I've been having a great time around Six Rivers, you know, exploring, finding my way in different places, trying to, you know, get by, make some money. Starting businesses, you know, having fun. So, yeah, I don't know that I'd really want to go back at this point.
So I guess things are different for us then. I mean, you seem like you could make a new life for yourself out here, like I was thinking about doing, but I need to go back. I need to know. I need to know what's there.
Well, I mean, fair enough, but you're probably going to be in for some disappointment because people just don't change like that. And I don't understand how you're just going to get them to listen to you. Unless you're planning to Eldritch Blast all of them.
Yeah, I don't. No, of course not. I mean, I don't want to hurt anyone. Well, I don't know. There's just so much I don't know right now. I just know that I need to get back, and I'll do whatever it takes to find what I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hope you find what you're looking for, and I hope you're not disappointed. And I don't know. Let's take this wood back, and let me take a look at that chest that you have.
That's like flexes. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, let's bring everybody back.
Blah, 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 blah.
Guys, that was crazy. Our first pork fried dice sex scene. It was insane.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I know. Awakens everywhere.
Awakens everywhere. That's got to be the name of the episode. That's hilarious. But tell me exactly what's what up? You did. You went off into the woods to talk? Is that what you did?
They went to get firewood.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So you were in the woods. Mm-hmm. Nothing scary happened. Like we didn't hear you scream and
you heard no screams.
Chased. Okay.
There,
all right.
There were cloacas everywhere.
Their suffering was silent. So you guys are undisturbed.
That comes out of the woods. He's carrying the logs and he's flexing his chest muscles.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's true, actually. That's canon.
Scary.
Oh, yikes.
That's canon. All right. He was flexing his cannons.
Man, that.
Gwen said that she wanted to see Bathwack's chest.
Aha!
Whoa!
Waka.
Waka. A waka.
Cloaca.
Cloaca.
Cloaca. Cloaca. Cloaca. Cloaca.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.